Jack Jay on BBC Radio Norfolk.
Now, every Monday, Wednesday and Friday night at 8 o'clock, we showcase your creations from now via BBC Upload, whether it's films, vlogs, blogs, podcasts, reviews or anything you're creating, doing or thinking about. You can upload it at bbc.co.uk/upload for a chance to get on the air. And tonight, I'm going to be joined by Chris Richmond to talk about bell ringing. And he sent a video to us, which you can see on Norfolk on Film, all about the journeys around the churches of Norfolk. He's also brought along with him a junior ringer, Mwena, who's going to speak to us too. But before we meet the pair, let's have a little listen. This is an audio clip that's taken from one of Chris's videos.
Back in the ringing chamber, we first chime the bells to get a clean recording of them while they are hanging downwards. The art is to keep each bell as still as possible whilst ensuring the clapper still strikes. These recordings will come in useful later on.
My turn.
Once we have finished chiming, we then raise the bells one by one into the upward positions, ready for full circle ringing. To ensure we get all the material we need, we must record at least two clean strikes of each bell, one at handstroke and one at backstroke.
Look to, travel's going, she's gone.
And so there we go. There was an excerpt from a brilliant video which came in there from Chris Richmond, and in actual fact, himself and Mwena, or as I've just found out, Wenny, has just been brought into the studio. So a very good evening to you both.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you very much for coming in. I'll start with you, Chris. That was a bit of audio that we had from one of your videos. You were quite rightly lambasting our producer, Gary, for clipping your beautiful bells audio at the end there. This is something which is obviously an amazing passion for you. And am I right in thinking your ambition is to try and capture the audio of as many of these amazing sites as possible?
Well, the project I'm doing at the moment, which you've just seen the process for there, which will be in the video, what I'm doing is I intend to go around all the churches within Norfolk to record the sound of their bells, because across the way here at St Peter Mancroft, we have a ringing centre where there are simulated bells. And last year we came up with this idea, if we could get these simulated bells, to get them programmed with the sound of Norfolk bells, you know, our own bells.
Right, okay.
And it just sort of snowballed from there.
So we're obviously broadcasting from the forum in Norwich, and literally just across the way through the glass you can see the church that you were describing. So in the tower there, as you say, they've got something very unique. So just describe that to someone who wouldn't have seen one of these bell simulators before, exactly what that is and what it would be.
Right, so in the church tower, obviously, you've got the proper bells and the simulators, you know, to anyone who walks in and sees them, they look exactly the same. It's a rope with a fluffy bit and a tail end, and they mimic the behaviour of the real bells, but of course they're not real bells. They're actually a wheel with a weight on that don't actually make any noise, so it's all done by a sensor, which is linked to a computer, and the computer plays the sound.
Right, okay. And this is for, I guess, training purposes of learning the different techniques. Is that the idea?
Yeah, we get sort of new recruits. That's a big part of it, trying to get new recruits. We have some junior ringers who are now going over there using the centre regularly. And also, the more experienced ringers can go there and ring stuff without fluffing it up for, you know, everyone else to hear outside. So,
and at the moment, what sound is were they playing before your current plan comes to fruition? What's the bell sound that are on there?
The software does come with a default sound. It's a relatively low quality sound. I don't know exactly which tower that was taken from, but it's a small, you know, it takes up little resources. It's just, you know, so that the program can be used and the users can hear the sound. But we took it one step further.
And have you managed to get any of your sounds onto the actual software yet? Have you given it a go?
Yes. We have got 134 towers recorded. They're slowly all getting imported into the software.
But, my goodness.
The plan is to, for users to be able to literally pick which tower they want and ring their way around Norfolk without actually having to travel.
Amazing. And so there's 130 odd in there now. How many approximately are there in Norfolk?
Well, it's that difficult question. There's no single database which lists every ring in Norfolk. You know, there are boundaries for the diocese. We've got the Diocese of Norwich and the Ely Diocese as well. Not all bells are ringable, so the ones that aren't ringable in the full circle sense, as these ones are, you know, they're sort of chimed rather than rung. We're getting those included for just to be able to hear them. They don't sound quite the same, but it's a bit of a historical archive as well.
Yeah, that's a very good point, which is, of course, there's no guarantee that even the ones that are in use now are going to continue to be in use, so it's a chance to actually capture that, and then it's there in one way or shape or another for future generations.
Indeed.
And you mentioned the junior ringers, as you mentioned there, and I guess would that be technically where you come in, Winnie? Would you consider yourself a junior ringer?
Yeah.
And you, how old are you?
13.
13. And how long have you been involved in the bell ringing world?
About 3 years now.
Okay. And what kind of sparked your interest? What got you into it?
My family, because they all ring.
Okay. And you were describing before we got on the air quite a unique scenario that you've got one of these setups, one of these simulators at home. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And where exactly does that live? Where do you put something like that?
It's in our living room.
Right. Okay. So the TV room is taken over by the bell ringing simulator.
Yeah.
And what happens? People come by and they can experience either learning or training, I suppose.
Yeah. We're having 15 ringers from London coming over to ring there soon.
Wow. Well, it's a good job that you're into it, because if you're not, I can imagine that could be quite a racket on the weekend. For people that, again, maybe are kind of not necessarily, they obviously know about bell ringing, but is in the technique of it, is there loads of different ways, obviously? I imagine most people think that it's just a pretty simple thing, but I imagine there are different techniques involved.
Yeah, there is.
What sort of stuff? What are some examples of like the different sounds that you can get, I suppose?
Not really sure.
Right, I should take over here. Right, yes. The thing is, it's technique, but there is a good technique, and several ringers perhaps don't always develop a good technique, and some sort of relax in later years and have their own sort of style, but you need to learn the good technique to be able to do it well, because at the end of the day, you're on the end of a rope that's attached to something that can weigh, well, up to a couple of tons in some cases. So, yes, you need to keep that rope under control.
Right,
that's what we're trying to achieve.
Otherwise, is it got potential? You know, otherwise, who knows what could happen, I suppose, if you
exactly,
go,
yes.
go wayward.
Wild ropes are very scary, especially to beginners.
And then we're in towers that have multiple bells, then is it usually literally involves multiple people all kind of working in a synchronised fashion?
The idea, yes, you have one person per bell rope when they're rung full circle. You get one or two who can perhaps ring two bells, one in each hand, but that's a very sort of dedicated task. It's more of a gimmick than anything, I think. But yes, one person per rope is the standard.
And would you say, is there one that's on your list that you haven't recorded yet that's kind of, you know, the one that you want to go for? Is there a particularly difficult place to try and lock down with your recorder?
I suppose one of the more sort of celebrity towers, if you like, in Norfolk, which I haven't got yet, is Wyndham Abbey.
Okay. And what makes that particular one special?
Well, it just is. It's got it's one of the larger rings in Norfolk. It's a beautiful location. And it's somewhere that I actually go past sometimes in my day job, so I'm aware of it. It's just arranging to go there. I haven't quite managed to do it yet.
Ah, OK. Well, if there's anybody listening from Wyndham Abbey, then we're putting the call out there that we want to try and make sure that we can get this recorded as part of your project. And also, talking about the video side, we played a bit of your audio there. You produce videos that go along with these.
Yes, not in every case. You know, I do have the two separate interests in filmmaking and bell ringing. Of course, they crossed over in that instance, but how I actually got into bell ringing was through my other hobby, which is sound recording.
Right, okay.
Which is where all this is sort of, excuse the pun, gone full circle.
And so how did that then? How did that come about? What was the very first instance that you came across bell ringing?
Well, where are we now? Two years ago now, I produced a film for Norfolk on Film about the carillon at Glanford, the 12 bell chime. It's a mechanical chime, as a big steel and wood drum that turns and plays hymns every third hour. And being a sound recordist, I fancied recording it. Made the film because I asked the church warden, you know, whether I could go and have a look, because it's out of bounds to the public, really. It's hidden up in the tower. So I made the film, recorded the sounds, and then I sort of had this task of finding out about bell ringing, where bells ring and such like, and I actually went along to one tower eventually when I found where towers rang. Coming across the diocese website was a big help. And so I went to St Andrew's Church in Holt and went up to see the ringers in action. And then I realised there was a lot more to this, and I found it fascinating.
And here we are. I mean, so if anyone wants to track down any of your videos, where are the best places for people to find those?
YouTube. My channel is simply Chris Richmond. It's under my name, so it's easy to find.
And also, finally, was there anywhere that you're hoping to visit soon? Have you used the training facility over here in Norwich before?
I use it quite often. I was using it after school today.
Ah.
And I use it basically every Monday.
Fantastic. Okay, so is that the point where you get to meet up and have a session?
Yeah.
Ah, brilliant. Okay, great stuff. Well, thank you so much for uploading your video and telling us your story and the very best of luck in your travels around Norfolk.
Yes. We might need it with some of these towers, but we're getting there.
Absolutely. Well, as I say, if you're listening, then Chris is going to be in touch, and he's going to make a wonderful recording of your legendary bells. All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you very much, both of you.